Thank you, Sylvia. We have been at the Nyeleni Forum on food sovereignty, and I think some of the message made there should be coming to this forum as well. And I have to tell you that when we talk about the food crisis, the energy crisis, it's the communities and the household who are hit, not the government. And we making the point in here with this launch for the call for social movement and civil society concerning the world food emergency, to understand that the push for agrofuels and the so-called green revolution as a solution to the food crisis are in fact threatening our local seeds, our livestock breeds, and it's undermining our food sovereignty in Africa, especially in the Sahel. I have to tell you that Africa has lost already many of its biodiversity, animals, wildlife, but also now the threat is on the crops, on our food base and food systems. So that's why this call is so important for West Africa, and I'm glad to be in here to tell you that we need at this point a new approach to protect us from misguided technologies and invasive markets that are forced on our farmers and livestock keepers and erode our precious agricultural diversity. The social movement and civil society organization have joined together to develop a global plan of action for food and agriculture, and are willing to discuss this plan with government and intergovernment organization that will be attending the Rome Food Summit. But in the experience coming from West Africa today is that many of the conventional research organizations have already established that through successive studies between 96 and 2003, that small farmers are able to conserve 75% of 400 food, local variety of food, food crops. And this is done in Niger, in Mali, and that's really in the most vulnerable area of the Sahel. And in the face of climate change, the number of varieties that have been nurtured by farmers have increased for the last 3 years. And we have an increase of 400 to 404 species only in 2003 in the Sahel. And these varieties are adapted to the local climate, and they are accompanied by the local knowledge, by farmers, the knowledge about soil, knowledge about climate, knowledge about the crops themselves. And we cannot just discard that with a new push for green revolution. The green revolution will undoubtedly bring to Africa some kind of social exclusion, because it's starting to target not only some few crops, main crops, supposed to have some kind of economic values, but also a high potential area of Africa will be given to agrofuel and these so-called new improved crops. Many West African farmers are unable to buy seed in a country like Mali, in Niger, in Senegal. We know that farmers, their crop failed when they started sowing. The crop failed at least six times. They have to do the reseeding, which means that if they were to buy seed from the market, they will have to buy seed six times a year. I don't think that's acceptable to the farming communities. I don't think that should be acceptable to the rest of the world. And so we are here to make really this call to maintain the bits of biodiversity that's still left in Africa, especially our food crops. Thank you.
Thank you, Mana.